Assalamu alaikum. Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. How do you become a Muslim? First, you have to ask yourself two central questions. Number one, do you believe in the one God? And number two, do you believe that Muhammad was his messenger? If yes, then you're a Muslim. But let's explore these two fundamentals for a moment. Firstly, what are we talking about when we say the one God? Islam teaches us to reject all false gods. There is no God except Allah. I should probably stop pointing because you might think that we think that God is up there, but that's not the point. In fact, any preconceived notions that you may have about what God is, get rid of it. He's not a man standing on a cloud, and he doesn't have a physical form. He cannot be seen with the eyes at all. We're talking about that which can be seen with the eyes of the heart. We're talking about the true existence, that which simply and undeniably is. Ask yourself, if you really believe that you have come from nowhere, are here for no purpose, and are heading nowhere, do you believe that? Is that really what you believe? Really? Is that what your heart tells you? Or no, somehow you feel it deep down in your gut that you were created for a purpose. You just know that something made this existence happen. That voice in your heart is a compass that is pointing you towards Allah, the one in which all existence, all knowledge, and all wisdom exists, and from which all things come into existence, and to which all things shall return. You can call it whatever you want. The point is that it actually exists. And the question is, do you believe it? And if such a compassionate force exists that created you, doesn't it then make sense that it would send its message in the form of a human being so that he would guide all of humanity? That source of compassion, of knowledge, and of wisdom is Muhammad. Here's another question. Do you really think that 1.8 billion Muslims on the earth, roughly 24% of the entire population of humanity, is following a false prophet without any basis? Or no, there must have been something special, something almost divine about him. Take a moment to think about it. If you believe that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger, guess what? You are actually a Muslim. Say your Shahada. What are you waiting for? Welcome to the family. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.